We are doing Siddur Kabbalah, and last time we had discussed the men of the Great Assembly and the change that occurred with the pause of prophecy, that from that point onward they started writing notes on the oral law. And he says, we have a similar thing. He says, in the first chapter of Tractate Megillah, he had left off with the discussion of the quote that Rabbi Dosa said right over here. Haggai the prophet said three things, and he said it must be that he got it off of the notes, because if not, you have to say he lived about 500 years if he was around by Haggai's time, through the whole period of the Second Temple till Rabbi Akiva's period, Rabbi Dosa. So he says, Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, when he says this, he says, I swear by heavens and earth that right here, Haggai gave over these laws. What he means is that he has it on good faith, or he has it off of the notes, that this is the way it was. And a similar concept, he says, I found in the first chapter of Megillah. Targum shel Nevi'im Yonatan ben Uziel Amoro, Mipi Haggai Yischayahu Malachi. The Talmud says over there that Yonatan ben Uziel, the top disciple of Hillel lived 100 years before the destruction of the Second Temple. So Yonatan ben Uziel, his disciple, said the translation of prophets from quoting from Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And again, you have a few centuries between them. You have a few generations between Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, who were the first generation of the Second Temple, to Yonatan ben Uziel, who was the second or third to last generation of the Second Temple. Ela she'inyanu shehu tirgumo kmo shekibel merabotav rabotav merabotehem b'shem otam hanevi'im. But the idea is, when the Talmud says he wrote the translation from the mouths of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the idea is that he wrote it over the way he had on tradition from his teachers, and they from their teachers, all the way back to those prophets. I think you got a shift for the camera. Sorry. V'dugmatan v'per kol ha-basar, and another example we find in Talmud and Chulin, b'shmuel v'rabi Elazar, v'ma she'amar sham amar shmuel m'shum rabi Elazar, m'nayin lekuen tameh. Shmuel quotes Rabbi Elazar, v'shmuel lo ra'at Rabbi Elazar me'olam, and Shmuel never saw Rabbi Elazar the Tana. Ela she'gibidlam rabotav mishmo. Shmuel had a tradition going back to Rabbi Elazar, k'mo she'pashum sham v'dolei ha'rabanim, as the great rabbis explained over there. So the different commentaries over there say he had it on tradition. He never met Rabbi Elazar to quote him. V'legdolei ha'mechabrim ra'iti b'feroshei ha'mishnah she'asut Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas she'ezkarnu b'dorosh shel Shimon ha'tzadik u'b'dorosh shel Rabbi Akiva. And I saw some great commentaries on the Mishnah when we have that quote in the Mishnah that Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas says, I testify in the name of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So they place him in the generation, the first generation of the Second Temple, the generation of Shimon ha'tzadik, and also the generation of Rabbi Akiva, kepashta shel shmua b'yivamot, as is the simple reading of what it says in the Talmud in Yivamot. So that means he lived a few hundred years, and that seems to be the way Maimonides explains. V'advarim matmihim hecheskimu em aleim ha'shalom liyaches lo mechei ha'olam hazeh shiur kazeh. And it's wondersome to me how he doesn't say who they are, here he's referring to Maimonides among others, how they're willing to attribute such longevity to someone. And if they feel that way, they should have said the same thing about Yonatan ben Uziel if he's quoting Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So he says it must be that it's a quote in the name of a quote, in the name of a quote, in the name of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So the prophets ended in the beginning of the Second Temple. The fact that we have quotes from the prophets in the Mishnah, well, that's a quote in the name of someone, in the name of someone going back to the prophets. It doesn't mean directly it's quoting them.